You know, we're just a little ways away from college football. 3 weeks from today, Alex Bauman. Actually, 3 weeks from yesterday. But if you're thinking Auburn, Alabama, who does UAB start out with?
Don't know and don't care.
Is it a loss?
Many things a loss.
It's kind of like Everton with soccer.
Yeah.
If they play, they lose. Kind of like the Braves. You know, my mother asked me the other day.
I stand corrected. They play Alabama State. There's their first game. So maybe they have a win.
It's a loss. Yeah. The Hornets, they might get them.
Maybe.
All right. Let's talk a little SEC. If I told you that we're going to pick who's going to play in the SEC championship game right now, and you could not say Alabama, and I cannot say Auburn, who would the two teams be vying at the end of the year?
One's got to be Texas. Even if Arch Manning doesn't pan out to be the superstar, otherworldly quarterback that everybody says he's going to be, you still got the defense to fall back on, and guys like Colin Simmons off the edge and Anthony Hill Jr. at linebacker, who are two of the most likely candidates to win SEC Defensive Player of the Year. And it's not even talking about the running back room either for Texas.
Yeah.
Wisner and C.J. Baxter.
I think defensively Texas is going to be good. That's the thing. Everybody wants to talk about Arch Manning and the running backs, and you're right. But I think they're going to be pretty good on the defensive side of the ball too. Who's your other team?
It's so tough because you look at it, and I feel like after Texas, it's just a mishmash of whatever you want to pick. I mean, everybody feels like they're around the same area. Some teams you look at them, they can go 10-2, but they can also easily go 8-4 or 7-5. It's just I would say Alabama if I could pick them, but you said I can't. I look at Oklahoma
only because that's our teams. Yeah. I'm trying to buy who you think is going to be pretty good.
I look at Oklahoma. You get healthy receivers back. You bring in John Mateer from Washington State, who had a stellar year last year. Your defense is solid. You got a very, very good defensive lineman in R. Mason Thomas, and then you bring in Cal running back Jaden Ott to help out John Mateer when he can't do it all by himself. So I would say Texas and Oklahoma are pretty good up there at 1-2.
All right. I got to ask you this. All right. I'll give you who the two teams I think are going to be there. I think it's going to be UT and TU. I'm going Texas and I'm going Tennessee. People think I'm crazy because Tennessee's quarterback, I can't pronounce his name, but he left them.
I'm a leaving.
Yeah, I'm a leaving. That's his name. I'm a leaving. Listen, I got to ask you a question here, okay? I want to know why all of the naysayers, okay, and you and Petrie love that word naysayer, okay? Why is it that the top four teams that all of the media seems to be loving on is Texas, Alabama, Georgia, and Ole Miss. Am I right?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Maybe some people might throw Texas A&M in there.
LSU.
Some people might throw LSU, sure. But if you were to pool all the votes, I think those four teams would get the majority of the votes. Am I correct?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All four of those teams are coming into the season without a starting quarterback with experience.
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
I mean, technically Arch has some experience, but not a full year as a starter.
Right. Right. Let's think about it. Ole Miss doesn't. Yep. Dart's gone. Alabama doesn't. Milroe's gone.
Thank God.
You're loving on him. And as bad as I hate to say it, I know what's his name. I can't
Carson
think of his
Beck.
Name. Yeah, but he's gone. But the kid that played in the SEC championship game when
Gunnar Stockton.
I know he had that experience, but it ain't like week to week ever. You know, I'm sorry. I just, to me, traditionally through the years, if you go back and you look at teams that have won in Atlanta in the SEC championship game, almost all of them had one thing in common, and that was they went into that year with an experienced quarterback.
Yeah.
Am I not right?
Yeah.
I get kind of leery, and I throw Tennessee and Texas in there, and those two don't either. But, I'm not going to say this about Auburn that I think they're going to win the SEC, even though I want them to. Here's the thing, though. They do have an experienced quarterback that's going to be playing. Now, whether he pans out in that offense and whether we stay healthy, listen, if you're going to play in the college football playoffs and have a chance for a national championship, two things have got to happen for you during the course of that year. You have got to stay healthy, relatively healthy. You're going to have bumps and bruises, but you can't have somebody, you can't have your starting quarterback in the eighth game of the year break his ankle and gone for the year.
Yeah.
You got to stay healthy. And you got to have the breaks, man. The ball's got to bounce your way, Bauman.
Yep.
I mean, am I? So tell me, are you, you've picked those teams, and I know Alabama's going to be up there for you, and I think Alabama's going to probably be pretty good on the defensive side of the ball. Who runs the football for Alabama?
You got a lot of players. You got Jam Miller, Richard Young. You bring in the transfer from, I can't remember what, it's a college in Louisiana, but he was in a 1,000-yard rusher last year. So you have those guys, Daniel Hill's there. They have a lot of running backs in that running back room that are uber talented that can take over when they need to, Jam Miller being the biggest one.
See, I think that's the biggest question for Auburn right now, in my opinion. Jarquez Hunter, when he touched the football, good things happened for Auburn. He didn't fumble a lot, and we had that problem when he wasn't in the game. We got to have that stabilized. Our receivers are good, but I'll be honest with you, if your offensive line can't block for your quarterback, it doesn't do you a whole heck of a lot of good. So we'll see if we're better in that area. What are some teams that you think take a step back this year? And you're gonna laugh at me when I say this, but I think that the Georgia Bulldogs take a step backwards this year.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do, just based on the quarterback play. He didn't look great last year when he came in. I know he was kind of thrust into it with Bet going down, but he didn't look great. The defense is always going to be good under Kirby Smart, but you don't have the same amount of playmakers as you usually do. And the receiving core, iffy. You don't have Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey there to help bail you out.
That's right. And you hit the nail on the head. What were they? They were leaders. They had played there a long time. They were leaders, okay? Who is the leader of Georgia's football team this year going to be?
That's the big question.
I couldn't tell you who it's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Florida takes a step forward this year.
The question I have about Florida is DJ Lagway is already dealing with an injury. He hasn't practiced yet in this summer, and I guess going into the fall. Your offensive line is going to be really good, so that's a positive. You have a very good running back in Jaden Ball, but the defense, it was a question mark last year, an issue last year, and I see it being an issue this year. Your DB room is not great. One guy actually retired at Florida playing that was going to start this year for him.
Yeah. All right, so tell me, the bottom rung of the SEC by the naysayers, if you will, you're looking at Kentucky, Vanderbilt, also Mississippi State, and Arkansas. Any of these teams do you think can make a little noise? I think Vandy with Pavia is dangerous.
They're going to be dangerous regardless, because you got Pavia, you got Cedric Alexander back at running back, and you got Eli Stowers back at tight end.
Yeah, I think Vanderbilt can win. I definitely think they'll get back to a bowl game. I do. Now, yeah. whether they vie for an SEC title game or not, I don't know. But I don't think Arkansas. I don't think
Kentucky, definitely not.
And I don't think that I don't know, Mississippi State. They've got them picked dead last. I'm not sure about those. All right, now I want to ask you about a couple more. What's your feeling about these two that always seem to lose one or two that they shouldn't? And I'm talking about LSU under Brian Kelly, and I'm talking about Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin.
LSU, every year it feels like under Brian Kelly, we're getting all these great transfers, like all these great players come in. They're going to go make the college football playoff. And like you said, David, he goes and loses two or three games he shouldn't lose.
Yeah.
And I don't see that changing this year. Defense was absolutely putrid last year.
What about Lane Kiffin and the Rebs?
I think their offensively will be fine. Austin Simmons, when he came in last year, when Jackson Dart got hurt, I think looked better than Jackson Dart. the question mark for Ole Miss is the defense. They lost a lot defensively.
That's what I was going to ask you, too. When talking about Ole Miss, could you imagine if Lane Kiffin went out and hired him somebody like a Kirby Smart or a Nick Saban to run his defense? How good would they be then?
Really good.
Yeah, it'd be scary. I mean, because there's no doubt that Kiffin's going to put up some points on whoever he's playing. He's an offensive genius, in my opinion. All right, I guess the one or two teams we hadn't really talked about a lot are some of them. What about the Aggies of Texas A&M?
I don't – the defense is going to be iffy for me. I know Mike Elko's background is in defense, but I don't know how great that's going to be. You probably have the best running back room in the SEC going into the year with Reuben Owens, Amari Daniels, and Le'Veon Moss. Marcel Reed, they're going to make the offense easy for him. I've said that numerous times. So that's going to be the best thing for a young quarterback like him. I just don't know what the defense is going to be because you lost a lot there.
Oklahoma, you think they can make some noise?
They'll make some noise. John Mateer is really good. You got a good running back in Jade Knott. Hopefully you got some healthy receivers this year. And your offensive line, you can't get any worse than last year. And the defense is, under Brett Venables, is always good.
I think Missouri will play a lot of close games. How many of them they win, I don't know. But I think Drinkwitz is a pretty good coach. I think they'll play in a lot of those games. Your thoughts on Missouri? And then I'm going to tell you, my surprise team for the SEC that might be in Atlanta is the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Missouri is going to be one of those teams that I talked about that either goes 6-6 or they go 10-2.
Yeah.
They're under Drinkwitz. They are so weird with how they play and how they perform game after game. You lose your one of your best quarterbacks in school history in Brady Cook. You know, you have a good running back coming back. The defense, you got 7 starters coming back, so you have some good defensive players returning. I just don't know what that offense is going to be without Brady Cook there to bail you out.
What about the Gamecocks? They could be really good, but they got to stay healthy.
I'm not sold on the Gamecocks this year. Lenoris Sellers, there's no doubt about it. He is one of, if not the best quarterback in the SEC going into the year. But the weapons around him are not good. The running back last year, Rocket Sanders, is gone. The receiving core is thin. And the defense, who was arguably won them more games than their offense did last year with Kyle Kennard and Dylan Stewart and the DBs they had, including Nicky Minwori. You lose basically all of it. The only real returning impact player is Dylan Stewart. And you don't have Kyle Kennard on the other side. So Dylan Stewart's going to be getting double and triple teamed.
All right. I'm going to throw you 3 games out there. They're all on the opening weekend of college football. You can expound on these if you want to, but just give me a winner. Auburn at Baylor on Friday night, the 29th.
I'll go Baylor just because it's at Baylor and I have more confidence in Sawyer Robertson than I do Jackson Arnold.
Okay. Alabama goes down to Florida State. That's not a cookie cutter game. Even though Florida State was horrible the last couple years, I get it. How does a Tide do without a quarterback experience?
I'll still take Alabama. I've been watching clips of Florida State's practices. The receivers running the routes look like something you would see at an elementary school. Okay. The defensive line looks horrid. And the quarterback for Florida State, Thomas Castellanos, has not helped them at all with what he said about Alabama.
All right, so I'll go ahead and tell you, rematch for the college football playoffs. How about Texas and Ohio State? At the Shoe. That's at Columbus, if people don't know what the Shoe is.
I'm going to take Texas. Ohio State's one of those teams where you lose a whole lot from last year. You lose your starting quarterback. You lose the receiver in Emeka Ibuka, who at times played a little bit better than Jeremiah Smith. Your defense was stripped for parts. Caleb Downs, you know, you have him back, but there were times last year where he looked lost.
Yeah.
And they're one of the teams that don't have a starting quarterback yet. They're still in the competition. Julian Sayin and Lincoln Keenholtz, I think, is the guy's last name.
Well, let me go on and tell you what I feel about Ohio State, okay? They're kind of like old LSU and Ole Miss. They're going to lose something they shouldn't. If I don't have any confidence in you beating a hapless Michigan team, you're not going to beat Texas. I'm sorry. I take – even if it's on the road, I'm going Texas in that ballgame.